Tuesday, Vayigash, Shir 295. We welcome back Reb Chaim. It's been a while. We are holding Perek Chof Beis Pasuk Chof. David HaMelech is davening. He's in a difficult situation that his oivim, his enemies, are surrounding him. Va'ato Hashem, Yud Rebbeinu Shelolam, Al Tirchak. Do not be merachik yourself. Now, of course, the Rebbeinu Shelolam is never merachik himself. It means in our perception. Don't look as if you're far away. Don't act as if you're far away. Eyalusi le'ezrasi chusha. You are my eyal. Le'ezrasi chusha. Hurry to save me. What does it mean, eyalusi? What does it mean that Rebbeinu Shelolam is my eyal? So Rashi says, Eyal is a lashon of strength, a lashon of koyach. He brings a pasuk further in Tehillim. Peiches, Eyal is a lashon of koyach. He actually, the word El means might. Like Lavan said, Yesh la'el yodi. I have the might, I have the ability to hurt you, Lavan told Yaakov. So, Eyalusi, my might, my koyach, la'ezros yichusha. Hurry to help me. So David HaMelech is davening, he's in an eis tzara, and he told Rebbeinu Shelolam, don't be al terchuk, don't be far from me, and not just don't be far from me, but save me, hurry to my Ezra, hurry to save me. Right? If someone's far, it takes time to come. But he's telling him, hurry and save me. So that's the point of the pasuk. The Rebbeinu Shelolam, even though right, the Rebbeinu Shelolam seems to be far, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of us. But David HaMelech is davening that since he's in an Eis Tzara, the Rebbeinu Shelolam should not be merachik himself. And referring to the Rebbeinu Shelolam as Eyalusi, my might, the Rebbeinu Shelolam should hurry, send me Ezra, send me help to save me from my predicament.